Thanks, Nathan. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. In Maryland, lenders have up to 12 years to take homeowners to court for any remaining debt they owe on a foreclosed home. It's known as a deficiency judgment. The General Assembly is considering two bills that could change deficiency judgments in Maryland. One proposal would reduce that time period from 12 years to 180 days. It's sponsored in the Senate by Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Montgomery County, and in the House by Stephen Lafferty, Democrat of Baltimore County. Another proposal would eliminate deficiency judgments entirely. That's sponsored by Delegate Heather Mazier, Democrat of Montgomery County and candidate for governor. Joining me now is Marceline White, Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. And on the phone from Annapolis is Kathleen Murphy, President and CEO of the Maryland Bankers Association. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you, Sheila.
Marceline, the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition supports reducing the time lenders have to pursue a deficiency judgment to 6 months, 180 days. Why, in your view, is that important?
We think it's critically important right now. As you know, Maryland is still facing a foreclosure crisis, and we're trying to also help families who've finalized foreclosures and been through the foreclosure process. What a six-month timeline will do is provide closure for these families. Once you've been through a foreclosure and lost your home, many families are unaware they even owe this additional debt. But to wait 12 years and then to have a deficiency pursued against them can be devastating to somebody's financial future. So we are simply asking that the banks and servicers take 6 months to decide. It's the amount of time they need to have the information and look at someone's credit and decide then if somebody is going to be pursued for the debt. That allows families to move forward and rebuild. They can then either settle the debt with the bank or the lender. They can decide to file for bankruptcy if they need to do so, but they have a short timeline when they can then move on and rebuild.
What is the fact record in Maryland? How many people who go through foreclosure face a deficiency judgment, and how many face it late? You're talking about years on.
The number's small right now, and as Kathleen will tell you, a lot of banks are not pursuing it at the moment, but they all reserve the right to pursue it. We've seen about 400 cases from 2008 to 2012, but the numbers are staggering. The median amount of the deficiencies owed is $88,000. So it's a huge hit for somebody's pocketbook, one that they can't pay. And we're seeing a lot of them come in around the 3-year statute of limitations and others 5 or 6 years. So the number is small now, but we want to get ahead of the trend and we want to do something proactively to help families after a foreclosure. Again, there are about 214,000 households that are underwater right now, and that's the potential families that could face this in the future. We want to help them going forward.
Kathleen, the Maryland Bankers Association opposes these bills. Why do you believe the current time frame of 12 years is the right one?
Well, and Sheila, I do first of all want to just say that we have really appreciated working with Marceline White and the Consumer Rights Coalition on this issue. We do see things differently in terms of the amount of time that should be allowed. We have testified that the 12 years, which is what sort of the common law origin was of this, any note that's under seal, there's 12 years to pursue the deficiency. We have testified that we do concur that that's too long. And we've also said that why not make it consistent with when you can file the motion in the foreclosure case, which is 3 years. So we would support having both of those be consistently at 3 years. The challenge with shortening the time frame to 6 months is that a lender or my members are telling me that they will file the deficiency in every case just to preserve their rights. And I think that's really not something that's particularly helpful for the homeowner. Today, we're very strategic, and the numbers play that out, about when we pursue those deficiencies, and it's when an individual is viewed to have the wherewithal to cover the debt. And since 2007, only 400 of those cases out of the tens of thousands of foreclosures have actually been pursued.
Marceline, what about this point, that if the time frame shrinks to a matter of months as opposed to years, that more lenders will file for a deficiency payment and that will push foreclosed homeowners into bankruptcy?
Sure. I certainly think that it's something that is would be devastating and something that we considered carefully. One of the issues that we looked at is that in all the other states that have shorter timelines, this is not the case. Banks are not filing to pursue deficiencies. The large financial institutions are not doing that. New York has 90 days, and it's not happening. Pennsylvania has 6 months, and banks are not filing deficiencies at the time. So if Maryland banks were doing that, it would be an outlier to what's happening in the rest of the country that have shorter timelines.
This is Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Marceline White, Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition, and with Kathleen Murphy, President and CEO of the Maryland Bankers Association. We're talking about legislation that would change the length of time lenders have to pursue debts that homeowners owe for a foreclosed home. Kathleen, some would say that lenders are partly responsible for the housing crisis, that they made loans, perhaps in some cases that they shouldn't have, or that the home housing market collapsed and it shouldn't all fall on homeowners. How would you respond?
Well, mortgage debt, I should say mortgage loans, are some of the largest extensions of credit that banks make, except for commercial loans. So it's, and according, as banks, we are lending our depositors money. We're FDIC-insured institutions, and we have to have a reasonable expectation that we're going to be repaid. And so that's why we take the home as collateral, and that's why we have to have the ability to pursue a deficiency in a foreclosure. If the homeowner feels in any way that they have been treated incorrectly or improperly by their lender, they can raise defenses in the foreclosure proceeding, and they should do that. But to say that the lender should not have the ability to look strategically down the road, let's say this homeowner today, let's say this homeowner 10 years from now, or even let's say 3 years from now, inherits a significant sum of money, why shouldn't the lender be able to collect on the money that is owed to them?
As I mentioned, another bill before the legislature would ban deficiency judgments completely. And here's the sponsor, Heather Mazier, speaking about it during its hearing before the House Environmental Matters Committee last week.
It's time for Maryland to join the ranks of 12 other states like California, Connecticut, North Carolina, and Texas that currently prevent lenders from seeking deficiency judgments on homeowners.
Marceline, why not ban deficiency judgments entirely?
Well, you know, we certainly concur with Delegate Mazier's concern about deficiencies and the problems that homeowners have faced, or people that have been foreclosed upon have faced. We do believe that banks have the right to pursue that debt when there are strategic defaulters. We find that strategic defaulters are rare. But
defaulter would be somebody who knew that they couldn't carry the mortgage?
Exactly, and just walked away. But we believe banks have the right to pursue in those cases. Again, we think those are exceedingly rare, but we thought it was a fair option to preserve the bank's right and allow them to go after those folks while really pushing foreclosure for all the other families who have lost their homes and then often don't realize they could be hit with this additional debt.
But Kathleen Murphy, it has worked in other states. Why not in Maryland get rid of deficiency judgments?
Well, again, I have to rely on what my members tell me, and that would really be the wrong. Again, if we think about it from the perspective of the homeowner and the borrower, if there was not the ability for a lender to pursue a deficiency, what my members are telling me, in those states where those laws are in place, the lenders will structure the mortgages so that they're mitigating their risks. So that would either be charging higher interest rates or by requiring more equity in the home through a higher down payment or a higher loan to deposit, I'm sorry, loan to equity ratio. And so, you know, again, at the end of the day, that would be bad for the homeowner. So I'm really happy that the Maryland Bankers Association and the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition see this the same way. We also do concur with the fact that 12 years is too long, but we think 180 days is too short. The other point that has not been raised yet is if the lender decides that they're not going to pursue the deficiency, at the point they make that decision, they are required under the IRS rules to file a 1099 for that homeowner, and now they would be responsible for the forgiven debt as income and the taxes that would be owed on that income. So again, we're trying to think of it of what's in the best interest of the homeowner, and shortening it to too short of a time frame could also have a detrimental impact on the tax situation of the homeowner.
Now, do I understand correctly that the bill to shrink the time period would only apply to new mortgages? It's not retroactive, correct?
That is correct. The way the bill was written is that it would not be retroactive, and in part we understood there might be constitutional problems with making it retroactive.
How much impact would it really have then?
Well, again,
on people hurt in the housing crisis.
Sure. Again, right now Maryland is number 3 in the country in terms of foreclosures. One in every 543 homes today is facing foreclosure. 214,000 homes are underwater. So we are not out of the woods in Maryland, and it would help all of those people going forward.
With new mortgages, mortgages existing.
Anybody who's facing foreclosure once the bill is passed, so all of these 1 in 543 that are facing it, if they've not been foreclosed upon, and the 214,000 that are underwater, would all be helped by this bill.
We have to leave it there. I appreciate you both talking to us. Thank you. Marceline White is Executive Director of the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition. Kathleen Murphy is President and CEO of the Maryland Bankers Association. We have a link to these bills and others dealing with foreclosure on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Just ahead on Maryland Morning, occupying the mind of Edna St. Vincent Millay. Stay with us on 88.1.